Good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're really glad you joined us. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. A beautiful day to be here.
It is. Our guest this morning is Chris Allen. Chris is a vice president of business lending at Fox Communities Credit Union. We're really happy to have Chris here this morning. We're going to be talking about how do you go through the borrowing process. If you're a business owner, you're looking for a business loan, you do your business plan, you get the plan together. Now what do you do with it? That's what we're going to be talking about this morning. And we're proud to say that Chris is, he works with Fox Communities Credit Union, who's a sponsor for BizTalk and a great supporter for SCORE. So we're really happy to have Chris in the studio this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show, and looking forward to a great program on the insides of borrowing money.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your background, Chris. You've been in the banking business for a while, and tell us what Fox Communities does, and they're a full-service financial institution.
Yeah. First of all, Fox Communities Credit Union, local. We service Northeast Wisconsin, essentially, in the 10 counties around our area. We're a rather large credit union, about $1.1, $1.2 billion, depending on which way the asset winds are blowing at the time.
Yep.
But what that means is we have an excellent local presence and a local feel, but yet the size to handle pretty much anything that comes our way from a local standpoint in order to help. So really nice.
You offer business lending, of course, because you're a business lender.
Correct.
And then you also offer a full slate of consumer products.
Exactly.
And mortgages.
And that's where the credit union started, was on the consumer side, doing auto loans and rolling into home loans eventually and personal loans and just the general banking needs for individuals. And then give or take about 15, 16, 17 years ago, started getting into business loans and business lending a little bit.
Been at it a while,
and we've grown quite a bit with our partner business lending group.
Mm-hmm.
And then internally as well, and now we've actually got one of the larger commercial loan portfolios in the valley, so we do pretty well.
One of the things people always ask is, of course, being a credit union, you know, how do I be a member, or what areas do you serve as far as different counties and so on? How big an area do you guys cover?
We cover pretty much the counties from Oshkosh, so Winnebago, all the way up through Green Bay,
and
then the surrounding counties around that, all the way to Sheboygan and Manitowoc.
So
that area,
pretty much around the lake.
Membership in a credit union is one of the requirements for doing their banking with us. It is a high threshold, $5.
$5
savings account.
Open an account.
Open an account.
Sure.
So it's really easy. And one of the unique aspects of credit union is with that $5, you now become an owner of the cooperative. Basically, we're an economic cooperative. So with your $5, you now are a member. You have a vote in who runs the credit union from a board of directors standpoint.
Kind of like a shareholder.
It's exactly like a shareholder, which is the essence of one of the benefits of credit unions, is that most institutions do things that are in the best interest of their ownership group. And being an economic cooperative with your $5, you are now part of the ownership group. So our mission, our goal, is to assist you in any way that we can, keeping in mind that we want to keep the larger credit union family safe and the members safe.
Absolutely.
So we're not going to, we can't do crazy stuff. But we're going to try, and we're going to figure out a way to try and help you any way we can.
If you don't live or work in one of those nine counties, then you can't be a member of the credit union.
Yeah, typically,
kind of the rule.
That is the rule. If you do business, or if you have a business in here and you live outside the area, that'll qualify you. There's some ways to qualify people for membership, but by and large, if somebody who just came to me out of the blue from, say, Milwaukee, I would probably not be able to serve them. Now, the nice thing, one of the wonderful things about credit unions are that we're extraordinarily collaborative amongst other credit unions statewide. It is a movement. We're all kind of in this together. And if for example, I did have somebody from outside our area, first thing I would do would be to look for a credit union partner that they would qualify for, and then we could work with them, provide our business lending expertise to assist if it's a credit union that doesn't have that, and we might be able to find a way to get the job done for
somebody. Well, Chris, your background, you've been in business lending for how long?
I've been in business lending for, about 17 years now.
17.
I actually started doing SBA loans with a wonderful entity called Wisconsin Business Development.
Ah,
good.
They are excellent. They do SBA loans. mainly the SBA 504, right. But they are the SBA experts. They're statewide.
Right.
It was a wonderful place to kind of learn the business because you're dealing with entrepreneurs, the small business entrepreneurs at their base level with SBA loans. So I spent about 8 years there.
You learned from a lot of different lenders who work with WBD too.
Exactly. Yeah. I if there's a lender around that's been around for more than 10 years, if I don't know them, then I don't know what they were doing. It was wonderful to get exposed to all that.
That group is like a club, so you can't get away from them. You start talking with any of the business lenders or any of the real estate lenders in the Valley, they're all you can't get away from them.
They all know it. They're all friends.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give out the phone number. We're going to continue our conversation with Chris Allen, Vice President at Fox Communities Credit Union. We're talking business lending and how do you go through the process of borrowing money. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
And welcome back to BizTalk. Our guest this morning is Chris Allen. Chris is a vice president at Fox Communities Credit Union. We're talking business borrowing this morning. He's in the business of lending money, but how do you approach a lender to borrow the money? Chris, tell us a little bit about the process. SCORE is really valuable to the clients in helping them get their business plan put together, get the strategy assembled, get all the components correct. And then we say to the business owner, take this business plan and go talk to some lenders.
Yeah.
But you were talking about lenders have personalities. They have certain procedures. They have philosophies. Share some of that insight with us.
Yeah, sure. So when you, so obviously all the pre-work is the base. That is the base. That is required.
Yes, it is
a lot of work. It is the first hurdle to entrepreneurship is to make sure you got everything set and using groups like yours, SCORE, is highly recommended to get kind of get your house in order before you go. The next step is to actually find a lender and to go out and take a look around and see who might be willing to help fund your project, whatever that might be. And lenders, first thing I would suggest to everybody is take a look at what your needs are and find lenders. Now, we all do a lot of the similar things, but there are a lot of different things. So, for example, if you're going to have a large foreign exchange type of a thing, if you're shipping things in from outside the country.
Import-export work,
which is becoming really big, you're going to want to make sure that your lender can handle that. A small local credit union might not be able to handle that. A large credit union could. A small local bank may or may not be able to handle it. Large banks could. So that type of thing. So you want to make sure that your bank, the banks that you're targeting fit you. That's number one. So do a lot of research on that. The next part is actually going to talk with the lenders and the banks. And the one thing I always tell people, and I told them when I was at WBD and trying to help people find lenders to go through, is You might have to kiss a lot of frogs before you find that prince,
prince
there.
Okay.
Simply because institutions, financial institutions, have personalities. Just like any business. We all kind of do the same thing. We all have very similar parameters. But certain institutions might like to do something mm-hmm. that other institutions don't like to do. One institution may have got burned on a deal that looks just like yours, and the next institution hasn't had that experience, so they might be more willing to do that. So what I always told people was you can't take it personally. Mm-hmm. When you go and talk with somebody, you may have to talk with 3, 4, 7, 9 different lending institutions before you get to one that understands your vision.
And you'll learn something from each one of them.
Yep, and that's the goal, is you want to make sure that you take away and you learn what you can from everyone.
Yep. The phone number is 281-1150 if you'd like to call in with a question for Chris, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150.
Yeah, Chris, when you were saying there about the personalities of different financial institutions, a lot of that may have something to do with their portfolio, what their loan mix is already. You might find somebody who everybody says, oh, they're really great with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you go in to see them and find out they've got too much of it already.
Well, yeah, and actually, the understanding from an entrepreneur looking for financing, understanding the what banks are thinking of when you go in, the entirety of it mm-hmm. will help you understand a rejection. Again, because rejections generally aren't personal. It could be as simple as you've got a company that produces widgets, and I am heavy into widgets because my lending portfolio mm-hmm. is much like a stock portfolio. You don't want it. That's what we're doing is we're investing our shareholders' money into these small businesses, mom and dad's mm-hmm. and grandma's and grandpa's savings into these small businesses. So, A, it has to be extraordinarily safe because mm-hmm. it's everybody's savings and we're only charging a relatively low interest rate mm-hmm. compared to the return. But then also I need to take a look from a portfolio management standpoint, and I can't get too heavy in any certain area. Otherwise, my risk for the portfolio is large.
So just like any business owner wants to manage their receivables and not have a big concentration in one company or one industry, lenders are the same thing.
Exactly.
It's just good business sense to balance your portfolio.
Yep. And as an entrepreneur, if you understand that, if you've got a company that, again, creates widgets and you come in and I'm heavy in that, I'm going to be looking for the top widget producer to bank if I'm mm-hmm. going to bring any
right.
in.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be very good at what you do, but it's just right. not quite good enough for me to want to, increase my exposure in that area.
So in other words, when you're sitting there as a borrower looking out into the field to talk to people, the first no or the second no may not necessarily mean no forever.
Right.
Learn from it and get out know your story and bring it to the next financial institution.
Yep. It's not an indictment on your passion.
Right.
It's not an indictment on your idea
or you
or you personally and your skill set. Now I will say there are some ideas that just may or may not cut the
muscle.
It might not make sense, and you might think that it's the best idea on earth. But you really want to get at what other people think, because when you're going through the entrepreneurial process,
A lot of passion.
It becomes very myopic, where you got this tunnel vision almost
keep
to the goal.
Keep the emotion down. Keep the emotion down.
Yeah. So what you might not see all the pitfalls along the way, and all these people might be telling you mm-hmm. that, hey,
there's
this
some pitfalls
you've
there.
Got some there's some holes in this, and you can't take that personally. You got to take it back. You got to
weigh it off.
Yep.
Exactly.
So that might be an excellent opportunity to bring the person over to score and say, hey, let the score counselor who's worked with this kind of widget manufacturing before be able to look at your stuff and say, hey, maybe, you're pretty close, but let's sit down and spend a little time.
Yep.
And that's what the score person can help. Then you bring the thing back to the financials, and you've got a whole lot stronger possibility of making it.
Yeah, and then finally along those lines, as a lender, and a lot of lenders take this tact, but especially at the credit union, we want to help our members or potential members.
If they grow, you grow.
If they grow, we grow.
Right.
That extends, though, to if we see an idea that has significant risk and it's something that we don't want to fund. I view it as kind of my job to be very upfront and forward with that individual and let them know, hey, this has the high potential of taking you out, taking you down. You need to really look at this hard to see if it's something that you want to do because of certain factors or whatever. And I feel like that's as important to help them as me just providing funding and letting them get into a situation that I know has a high probability of failure.
Chris, that's, if you turn a loan down, you're going to share that with them. If you approve a loan, you're going to say why you got the loan approved, why they got the loan approved. But that's the element of a relationship in banking.
Correct.
That's a banking relationship, not a transaction. Not just going in, submitting your request for a loan, denied, approved, whatever. There's an understanding. You want to help the client. It's a relationship, long-time relationship.
And that's as somebody looking for funding out there, you want to find somebody that, and again, you're kind of interviewing each other a little
bit.
Right. You want to find somebody that you feel has the opportunity to develop into that.
Right.
Now, again, everybody's busy, so it's not like you'll be holding hands walking down the street with your banker, but you do want somebody that's going to be honest with you. You want somebody that's going to help you through that, and you're going to want somebody that you feel like is kind of on the same wavelength, and that's a personality issue.
Somebody who understands your business.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
We're going to take our quick break here. We'll come back on the other side, give out the phone numbers again. We're talking to Chris Allen from Fox Communities Credit Union this morning about business lending, and you're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there. And enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Welcome back to BizTalk. Chris Allen is our guest this morning from Fox Communities Credit Union. We want to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter this morning. SCORE brings you BizTalk every weekend on WHBY, and our SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building, downtown Appleton. We are one of about 325 chapters around the country. In our chapter, we have about 58 mentors now, and we service a 9-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. What we do is we provide free and confidential advice and mentoring to business owners and those who are looking to start a company. If you'd like to learn more about our SCORE chapter, you can visit our website, foxcities.score.org. You can fill out an application for some mentoring assistance on that website, hit the send button, and within a couple of days, someone will be calling you to schedule an appointment. In addition to the free mentoring and the free advice that we give out to business owners. We also put on a number of seminars throughout the year. Randy, what's coming up on our schedule?
Right now, we have two seminars coming up. The first one is going to be on August the 19th. It's going to be on social media, and it's going to be up in Black Creek.
That's just around the corner.
Yeah, and it's a freebie, so no charge. Get out and register online on the foxcities.score.org website, and we're doing this one as a partnership with CAP Services here in the Fox Cities, trying to bring some of this information out from everybody says, well, you always do it in Appleton, you always do it there. We're going to try and take it out a little bit into the further out areas of the of Outagamie County, especially.
And we're finding CAP is a great partner for SCORE.
Fantastic.
We have so much in common.
Right.
So it's fun to do these seminars together.
And then real quickly, the other program coming up is the Simple Steps program. That's five classes, about 16 hours total. The first class is going to be September 23rd. It's in the morning, and it's going to be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop downtown Appleton. Each of the sessions are $25, but this one, if you we have a special going, if you register for the first class, that one's going to be free this time.
$25 value?
$25 value.
Includes lunch?
Includes lunch.
Coffee?
Coffee, donuts, scones, whatever.
And a lot of good information.
Excellent information. So, yeah, again, go out to the website, foxcities.score.org, in the local programs section. Check it periodically, and you'll be able to see what we're doing every month.
And we'll get more coming up later this year, so those will be on the computer as well. Also want to thank our sponsors, Fox Communities Credit Union. Chris Allen is here this morning. Alberts and Hailing CPAs. Bank First National is a great sponsor. We appreciate their support. Legal Business Edge, Sarah DeBruin and her legal department. She does just legal business work. She doesn't get into personal injuries or divorce. Also want to thank Candeo Creative for putting together the BizTalkWithScore.com website. If you missed a program or you'd like to review a program, go to BizTalkWithScore.com. And you can listen to programs. I think they go back now 4+ years. Mm-hmm. We archive them. Also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch over at the Business News for promoting that program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business, you really should be subscribed to The Business News. For $20 a year, you're going to get a lot of good information that will help you with your business. Chris, we were talking a little bit about different how do you use a business plan, and what are the lender personalities and philosophies and so on. When someone comes into your office and talks to you about a business loan, just give us an overview of, okay, one, two, three, four, what are the things you're looking for? What would qualify that business owner for a loan?
Yeah, well, first thing is just to try and get a baseline knowledge of what they're doing, and really try and understand it, because that's going to tell the lender a lot about what to look for going forward.
Right.
So, spending a lot of time really making sure that the concept, especially if it's not something that is pretty much out there, if it's rather unique, I'm going to spend a lot more time. You know, if somebody comes in wanting to finance some mini storage units, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time. Where is it? How many units are you going to have? Okay, I get the basic gist of it.
Because you have experience.
Because we know what it is. Yes. It's a pretty simple thing.
That's what drives that.
And that's what drives that. So getting that, right after that, the next thing is going straight. Personally, and other lenders may do it different, but personally, I go straight to the financials at that point. Once I've got an idea of the business model, I go straight to the financials, and I start looking to see if the cash flow is going to be there, because essentially if you're not projecting that you can pay back the loan, it gets difficult. And then I start working my way back to try and understand if the cash flow projections are reasonable. Mm-hmm. And that is really where the crux of it is, because if it works, great. Now let's start going back, and if you say I'm going to sell 1,000 of something, I need to understand how that's going
Who's
to happen.
Who's going to buy that?
Exactly. If you say that you're going to pay $50 a month for rent, I need to know what that is, because that doesn't sound like something that would allow you to sell 1,000 of anything, really.
Yeah.
So really kind of doing that. So making sure the projections are there, that they make sense, and that they're well documented from an assumption standpoint, so that I can evaluate the quality of those assumptions and whether or not I think it's going to end up
basically
working.
The business owner should write down the reasoning they're using to use the numbers they're using.
Yes.
What is the reasoning for the numbers I'm using?
Exactly. And I used a term there, if I think they're reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
That's important because getting back to our earlier theme, I may not think they're reasonable for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody down the street
disagreement.
And there might be disagreement because it's usually not black or white. Sometimes it's way off the chart. Sometimes it's really easy, like the mini storage type of stuff. But most of the time, it's pretty gray in between and assumptions. And I'm not an expert in. I know a lot of all kinds of industries, but I'm not an expert necessarily
in
any one. So in that unique one, so it may not make sense to me.
Correct.
I may not think it'll work, but somebody else may have.
That's why when we talk to our clients, one of the questions I always get is, I need to put all this information. Where do I get the exact numbers? Where do I get the? Are you looking for exact, or are we looking for the best reasonable logical answers?
Best reasonable logical answers, because exact, you could spend probably more time than anybody possibly could coming down with exact. People spend so much.
And those are still subjective.
Yeah, and they're still subjective because you go and talk to somebody about we'll use rented space for example.
Right.
You'll go talk to somebody and they'll say, yeah, we'll do $10.39 a square foot, and then you'll go. You could put that down in your plan and find a different space at $9.50 a square foot or something like that.
Right.
And it won't. So what you want to do is you want to find a couple of, in this example, a couple of spaces that are reasonably close, take a reasonable average for that.
And comparable package.
Right. The thing you don't want to do is just guess and say, I think I can get this for $5
that
a square
won't work.
Foot.
That'll, you'll get caught with that.
You'll get caught.
But cash flow is really important. And when people put cash flow budgets together for the next 12 months, I always encourage them to write the assumptions down, like you said. Why is my rent this? Why is my wage that? Why are my supplies costing me that? But I also ask them to fill out their expenditures first and then do the revenues and then go back and forth anyway. But start out with expenditures. The third thing I ask them to do is do a most likely, a best case, and a worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And when a business owner understands that range between the best case and the worst case, they'll better understand the most likely, and that's what they're going to be talking to you about. Because I agree, lenders go to numbers first.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
You got to get paid back.
And then to take a little bit of a step back, depending on the situation, a lot of times what I'll do before even going to the numbers is to try and figure out if there's a structure there that'll work for my credit union.
Like a loan structure?
Like a loan structure, exactly.
Types of loans, you mean?
Exactly. If somebody comes in asking, and I'll just use a kind of an off-the-wall example, if somebody comes in asking for $1 million to basically not buy any assets, it's all kind
working capital,
line of credit, maybe buying an entity that's all blue sky or
goodwill
essentially, where you're basically paying for the business, not necessarily any assets, so the name and things like that. That's not something that I'm going to be able to participate on just because of the way that we view collateral, that type of stuff. So something real large like that. So I want to make sure that there's a structure there that fits my lending criteria.
If you're interested in asking a question, you can reach us at 281-1150. Chris is here to answer some questions about this process. 281-1150 in Appleton. Outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150.
Okay, Chris, going back to this, you had mentioned that this is an interview, like a resume, almost like someone coming in applying for a job. But one of the things, again, I always go back to some of the clients I've had, they have a feeling sometimes that this is adversarial, that, I got to fight with you, I got to prove to you. How do you approach the situation when somebody comes in? Is it positive, negative, or do you actually ever find yourself in an adversarial position with people?
Most of the time it's pretty positive. It's just kind of the way I am. I'm pretty.
Chris is a good guy.
I like talking. I like having a good conversation.
Good
conversation with people. I'm not saying that it hasn't turned adversarial. And that's usually when people start taking it too personally because I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help them get to a better structure or a better plan. Or like we talked about before, I believe I'm helping them by saying, hey, this is not a great idea for whatever reason. When people start taking it personally there, and you can tell it gets pretty adversarial. But it usually doesn't happen. Yeah.
But when it does happen, it tells the lender, gosh, I really don't want to make a loan to this person, because if we have a disagreement and they become adversarial toward me, what's it going to be like if we book the loan? And then there's a question.
Exactly.
How is the business owner going to deal with vendors and clients if they don't agree with the business owner?
Yep.
So that becomes a character issue.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out earlier in this conversation, there are little tests along the way of proving entrepreneurship. The first one is put the business plan together, get through that process. Now the next test, as you put it, is to go out and interview some lenders, because it's your business.
Yeah.
They're just the lenders.
Yeah.
It's your business. You have to go into the bank or the credit union believing you're going to be an asset to the lender, not that you're just a member or a customer.
Yeah, and that's actually – there's a very interesting correlation between how difficult it is to get financing and how difficult the entrepreneurial venture is going to be.
Yes.
Simply because the easier stuff that we understand has been successful. Everybody knows that we can get into it. So it's probably going to be an easier road to hoe for the entrepreneur. The more out of the box it is, the more you're going to have to work to prove the concept, the more you're going to have to work to execute it, the more you're going to have to work to do it.
And the
first hurdle is going to be educating the lender.
Exactly.
And you might have to talk to 9 or 10 people. So if you have a difficult time getting past that hurdle for a small it's going to be difficult every step of the way as an entrepreneur, and you have to be able to do that.
And one of the things that people look at is, okay, so why do I have to, as an individual, bring my numbers, my financial numbers in? Can't they just judge it from the business standpoint? And, of course, yes, the business has no record. It's brand new. Yeah. How much pressure does that put as far as getting the information about the individual?
Yeah. For the level of business that we typically tend to deal with, and that's pretty much anything around here that we would be talking about here. We don't separate the individual from the business the way that some people think. I mean, you, in a lot of cases, you are the small business. You are the driving force behind it. We do require things like personal guarantees. So people often they'll set up LLCs and say, well, if I set up an LLC or a corporation, I've got the protection. I don't know why it's not set up for that.
Because you signed a document which shot through the protection of the LLC, you agreed to guarantee the debts of the borrowing entity.
Yes.
And that's exactly what the guarantee
is. And you should fully expect to. The LLC is to help you with taxes and a little bit of liability issues and stuff like that. From a lending standpoint, I don't know a lender.
You're all in.
I don't know a lender that would lend to an LLC, especially startups or early stage, that would lend to an LLC without personal guarantees behind
it. We have a couple minutes before the break, Chris, but tell us a little bit the difference between lending to a startup and lending to an existing company. Is there a way, different way you look at a startup versus
Absolutely. Yeah. First of all, for startups, the projections, the history of the expertise of the entrepreneur, that's actually probably the biggest thing. If the entrepreneur has a level of expertise in the area that we're going into, It is a lot easier to get over the startup phase than if you're going into something that you've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you've got skills that might come in handy, like you've managed people and stuff like that for larger companies, if you haven't directly, if you want to get into a restaurant, a franchise restaurant, and you were managing an office somewhere, you're used to managing people, but it is different. But if somebody comes in and says, I got 20 years of restaurant experience, you've already jumped a hurdle just with that. So that's extremely important.
You mean when the person comes in and says, I want to open a restaurant because I really like this kind of food, you may question that?
That makes it tricky. So and then the evaluation process around the plan.
Right.
The plan becomes much, much more important. Now, for an existing company, I'll put those into two different categories too. There's an existing company that's probably struggled settled but might be growing or has, you know, is in the growth phase.
Right.
And then there's one that's established. You know,
right.
The established one, for example, if you're just looking to find a better banking relationship, we rely primarily on historic performance.
Sure.
Okay. We'll take a look forward a little bit, make sure there's not something on the horizon that could be a planet killer, for example,
sure.
And would come in and take you out. But for the most part, we're going to take a look very heavily at the historic performance. For growth companies, that gets a lot trickier, because especially if you've struggled a little bit in the past, because you're an existing company, we're going to want to default as lenders to the historic financials.
Correct.
And look really hard at that.
Yeah.
And if it's not showing great performance, then going forward, the plan, what's happening, becomes a lot more important. And in some respects, it's even a little bit easier to get financing for startups than it is for a company that's struggled and
right.
that's coming out of that
right.
Because of that history that's
correct.
There and that type of stuff. So not all respects, but in some. So
we're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side, finish up our conversation with Chris Allen of Fox Communities Credit Union. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there. And enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
A big stack of bills that get bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away. Cause I'm busted. I'm broke.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're in our final segment this morning with Chris Allen. Chris is with Fox Communities Credit Union. And we're talking about the business borrowing process. In other words, when a business owner puts a plan together and feels ready to go talk to the lender, what can the business borrower expect? And Chris has been very helpful so far in this program explaining that process. And if you've just tuned in, you can go back to biztalkwithscore.com, that website, biztalkwithscore.com, starting maybe Wednesday of this week, and you can listen to this program and get a refresher on what Chris is sharing this morning. Chris,
One other thing about that, going out to that website, by the way, if for some reason you can't pick us up live on radio and so on, if you have your computer or a way that you can get out to that website, you can listen to the show every Saturday that way, any place in the country. So,
where do you go to do that?
On the website at the
biztalkwithscore.com. And click on the link for streaming.
Yep.
Super. Chris, we're talking about startup companies, established companies, and growth companies, and the growth companies and the startups are a little more difficult to do from your perspective. You just got to do more research. SBA can be a partner with the lending institution to
yes.
help mitigate the risk yep. of not being repaid.
Yep.
How does an SBA loan, a guarantee loan, work?
Yeah, the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, has set up several different programs, but they've got two main flagship programs. One's called the 7A and one's called the 504, and that just has to do with where they are in the regulations. But the 7A is a guarantee of the bank's loan. It's kind of like Uncle Sam co-signing the loan for the small borrower.
We all have that rich uncle.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So the crux of it is the main part of the program is the government, the SBA, will say, hey, if you suffer a loss, Mr. Banker, we'll cover 75 cents for every dollar that you lose. So
mm-hmm.
What that means is it a lot of times it'll get banks over the hurdle in order to do a project. Now, it doesn't remove all the risk, because sometimes people take a look and say, well, you've got collateral for 50% and the government's guaranteeing 75%, so you're covered. No, it doesn't quite work like that.
It's way averaged out there.
It's basically what the government says is, hey, if something goes wrong, you try and recover what you can from the collateral, and whatever's left over, we will give you 75 cents for every dollar of loss.
But then the guarantor will still have to settle with the lender and SBA for anything that's not repaid from the collateral.
The SBA will require us to settle with the guarantor and do all of that stuff, so that at the very, very end of the process, once all the settlements have occurred, if there is, say, $100,000 lost, they will pay $75,000.
But a lot of guarantors will say, well, the government's guaranteeing the loan. Why do I have to step up?
Yes. Yeah.
But no,
well,
it doesn't end up.
It doesn't. And
I want to make that distinction. The guarantor is still on the hook.
This is the beauty of the program. The program is actually one of the better governmental programs in my estimation. Essentially, what the government says here in this case is, hey, the borrower has to put everything they have on the table, and if there's still a gap, that's where we come in and we fill that gap.
We guarantee.
Plus, the SBA are going to charge a fee for participation in this, which goes into a pool, which helps cover loan losses. So essentially, the SBA 7A and 504 are what are called zero subsidy programs, where the government just has to approve the appropriations amount so that they can lend out that much. But in theory, all the fees that people pay the freight for the losses and everything.
Yeah,
taxpayers don't
pay for the losses.
Yeah, and most of the time that's pretty good. When we had the crash here or the recession, it turned to they had to pot in, the SBA did. But for the most part, it's pretty good.
Running out of time here, Chris, but where do people reach you?
People can reach me at Fox Communities Credit Union at 993-3632 or on our website, www.fox.com, or you can email me at callen@foxcu.org.
Okay. Well, as is our custom at about this point in time in the show, we usually ask our guests to give us their biz tip for the week. In other words, a little pearl of wisdom that you have for all of the people out there who are thinking about coming to you this week to get their loan.
Do you have any left?
I don't actually. You guys changed the format. We were just talking about this. They changed the format on since last time I was here, and I got to talk a lot more. So the well's dry, folks.
We've improved the format.
No. It's been actually a wonderful hour. Thank you very much
for having me, and
for all the entrepreneurs out there. Really stick to it and persevere, because we were talking about that small businesses create the majority of new jobs, have been creating the majority of new jobs. What you're doing is noble to the nth degree. To put yourself at risk and do that type of stuff, I have the utmost respect for entrepreneurs. And any way I can help them, including maybe not helping them, is something I want to do.
You know, it's kind of like Randy. It's like a client comes to Score and they want to talk about putting a business plan together. They have an idea for a business and they go through the process and they come to the conclusion, I'm going to launch that business. To Score, that's a success, because now they're going to launch a business. But if they come to the conclusion, I don't want to start this business, not now, it's not right, not yet, that's a success too.
Exactly.
So sometimes when you go to the bank and they turn you down, maybe there's a message there.
Yep.
Maybe there's a good lesson there.
Great time, great time to put all the pieces back together again and say, okay, fine, the next time when I come back with this presentation, this program, this idea, I'm going to have learned from this experience and do it right the next time.
Take it to heart, but don't let it take you down.
Super.
There you
keep
go.
Going at it.
Again,
super.
Where do we reach you, Chris?
At Fox Communities Credit Union. My direct line is 993-3632.
Well, thanks a lot for being our guest this morning. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You're coming back on October 31st.
I certainly hope so.
And we'll have the same format, and you're going to have tons of information for us again. Very helpful for the listening audience. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, everybody, for listening this morning. You've been listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.